Christian Network News, 2-Minute Version, Tuesday, August 10, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. We begin today in China, where three believers have been sentenced to hard labor for leaking state secrets. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton explains what was really happening.
What they were actually doing is letting folks outside of China know what is happening to China's Christians. That is considered in China by the Communist Party to be a state secret. They don't want the world to know that China is among the world's worst persecutor of Christians.
Nettleton says this won't stop the spread of the gospel. He says their estimates place the Christian population at around 100 million. Next, five face manslaughter charges in Paraguay after a market fire killed an estimated 440 people and injured hundreds more. Transworld Radio's Ernst Weichselberger says their ministry teams have been responding to the national mourning as a result of the tragedy.
We offer Christian literature. They are working also on a database to get in contact with as many as possible families, because we think that now there is lots of helping and giving, but at the long run, I think families need someone they can rely on.
And Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan, has been recognized for reaching millions in India with the gospel. Known as Seva Bharat in India, Mission India has received an Excellence in Training Award from the India Missions Association. Yearly, the organization is able to train almost 70,000 grassroots workers who then reach between 30 and 50 people each. Continue to pray for workers who face persecution and obstacles as they share the gospel throughout India. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.